This morning, only 6 miles below the surface of the Pacific Ocean, the seafloor buckled and heaved. Hundreds of miles west, Tokyo began to shake, rocking the walls and cabinets of this office building. Subway trains lurched, streets cracked, and residents like Yukiko watched the furniture in their apartment shift.
It started shaking really violently, and in Japan, I've always lived in Tokyo, but I've never felt such big, you know, quake in my life.
It was a massive earthquake that caused a 13-foot tsunami, a deadly wave that struck Japan's northeastern coast today. We have the latest on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We are following devastation along the Ring of Fire, a massive Pacific earthquake. It's Friday, March 11th.
And it is the largest earthquake ever recorded in Japan. An 8.9 magnitude earthquake struck 80 miles off Japan's coast just hours ago, triggering a massive wave that reached the northeastern coast 30 minutes later. Very little time there for warning or evacuation. If you've seen the images, they are terrifying. A wall of water that engulfed entire coastal towns, sweeping away buildings, cars, and just about everything else in its path. Cars and trucks tried to speed away on the highways as the water rushed toward them. In the city of Sendai, the tsunami washed away burning homes before reversing direction and carrying them out to sea. Disaster officials say at least 32 people have been killed. The death toll is rising.
In fact, they haven't even begun to really assess the damage and the loss of life there. In Tokyo, buildings shook violently as people ran into the streets for safety. This American eyewitness to the devastation describes the moment the earthquake hit the city.
You couldn't even stand up. I mean, literally at the peak of these waves that were washing over the ground, you literally could not stay on your feet. You had to kind of crouch down in a ball or put your back against something so you didn't fall.
So far, well over two dozen aftershocks, and they're continuing at a pace of about one every 10 minutes, some as high as 7.1 alone. Those are aftershocks, many over six. Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan is calling for unity in the face of the ongoing disaster.
We therefore ask the people of Japan to exercise a spirit of fraternity, help each other, and to act fast, and to help one's family and neighbors.
Already, Japanese officials have deployed troops to the hardest-hit areas to assist in the rescue mission and to control fires, in some cases out of control.
That tsunami is now sweeping across the Pacific Ocean, taking aim at more than a dozen countries. A warning has been issued for the entire Pacific, except for the coastal United States, including areas as far away as South America and the entire U.S. West Coast. Hawaii conducting a nighttime evacuation of residents, although it's expected to hit Guam first. The arrival of the first tsunami wave in Hawaii is expected at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. We're also watching other nations along the Pacific Rim, countries from the Philippines, Taiwan, and others bracing for potential impact.
Although Taiwan, it appears, has avoided the
perhaps
demonstration. We
actually talked
with some folks in Taiwan earlier this morning.
Because of geology, actually. The Red Cross warns that the tsunami is actually currently higher than some of the Pacific Islands, that it could completely wash over. Aid organizations around the world are on high alert, waiting and watching to see what will happen. We will continue to bring you breaking news on this event all morning long.
The one positive, the wave will lose energy as it moves across the Pacific. Again, we'll have more on that. We're watching the changing situation in Libya this morning. Troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi continue to make progress in the east. This morning, there are reports that Gaddafi's forces are pushing the opposition out of the strategic oil port of Ras Lanuf in heavy fighting there. Saudi Arabia's capital quiet this hour ahead of a planned day of rage demonstrations. Protests have been banned, and last night police dispersed rallies in one eastern city. Asian and European markets are down, as you might expect. Japan's Nikkei down nearly 5% in the wake of this earthquake. Futures are down on Wall Street. The Dow starts at 11,984. The S&P opens at 1,295, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,701. All hour long, actually all morning long on The Takeaway, we'll be following the situation on the Pacific Rim and particularly the aftermath and devastation in Japan.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.